Limerick Today on Limerick's Live 95 FM with Female Magazine. Essential reading for the modern woman. Inside today's Irish Daily Mail. A big read for a small price.
Grief is difficult for anyone to deal with, but especially if you're a child. The Children's Grief Project is a Limerick-based organisation that helps children suffering with loss, offering various types of support services. The Children's Grief Project has been shortlisted for the Social Entrepreneurs of Ireland Award. And today, chairperson of the Children's Grief Project, Philip Mortell, is with us to tell us more. Good morning, Philip.
Good morning.
And congratulations on being shortlisted.
Thank you very much.
Tell me a little bit about the organisation and how it came about.
Well, the Children's Grief Project is really the brainchild of Sister Helen Culhane, who's a Mercy sister, who has extensive experience as a social worker with the Midwestern Health Board and the HSE. And that included working in the hospice, Milford Hospice, where she, as a social worker, organised groups for children of parents who had died in the hospice. And she learned there that the importance and the value of bringing children together and letting them talk about their experience of losing a parent. And subsequently, she put a proposal to the Mercy Sisters and developed a support group in about 2007. I was part of that. And eventually in 2009, the Mercy Sisters freed her, they released her from her work to set up the project. And it was set up in September 2009 and began working with children from that point.
Would you have any idea roughly how many children the project has helped since 2009?
We haven't got an exact number, but we're talking about since then 700 plus children.
Wow, that's huge. 700 bereaved kids.
Now, bereavement, let's just spell out what bereavement means to the project. Bereavement means a loss of a beloved parent or sibling, or it can mean loss by separation of parents. So it's bereavement by death, grief resulting from a death of a family member, or of the breakup by divorce or separation of the parents. So the project deals with both kinds of grief or bereavement.
Yeah, but I suppose a child goes through a very similar process.
Yes.
If a separation results in, they feel they've lost a parent.
They have, of course. And the interesting thing,
not always. It depends on how it's managed. But
yes, sometimes there might be a sense of relief there, but there will also be possibly be loss. There will be loss, and there might even be guilt there. Interesting. I just seen the statistics for 2014, and for every child the project saw who was bereaved by death, two were seen who were bereaved by separation or loss. So it's 2-1. 2/3 of the children seen by the project and worked with by the project are from families who have the parents have separated.
I would imagine that children who maybe lose a parent through death are probably more likely to become aware, or their living parent or relatives more likely to become aware of your service.
Yes.
Than those who perhaps have become separated.
I think that's possibly true. But it needs to be said, I think, that most children who lose a parent are helped by their family and friends and don't need an additional service. Most children are helped by good family support. They're able to be part of the grieving process. They're spoken to, they're listened to, they get support. But a small percentage of children will need additional help, and that's where the project comes in. A smaller group still will need help which the project cannot give, and they will need help maybe from the mental health services, from child and family mental health service. But so the project operates in between the informal support services of the family and the community and the more formal adult, or the mental
state
health services.
State services.
So we're in there in between.
Yeah.
And to a great extent, I suppose, we're trying to reduce the pressure, or we're serving to reduce the pressure on the mental health services, which are overloaded and which have massive waiting lists.
Yeah. And is there some kind of mistakes that people make when a child is bereaved? Do people sometimes that I think they try and shelter a child when children are often better able to cope with the truth? And the worst thing I think you could do is probably make up stories. You know, the way when the dog died, he went to live on a farm. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. And part of the work of the project is to provide community-based information so that parents will do better and will feel supported themselves. So the project leader, Helen Kilhan, gives talks to community groups, to church groups, to other organisations, with a view to, if you like, raising awareness at a community level for parents and families of how to respond more helpfully.
Breed Carroll is joining us on the programme this morning. Good morning, Breed.
Good morning, Gillian.
Breed, you wanted to talk to us about this?
Yes, again, I just listening there, and I'm very much aware and delighted to hear that the Children's Grief Project has been nominated again for another award, because I know the work has been phenomenal there in Limerick that has been conducted by Helen. Again, what we were looking at, I work as chair of the steering committee for the Irish Child to Bereavement Network, and what we are doing is empowering professionals to support children, and in that way, and to empower the community as well, just has been mentioned there, you know, so the natural support network of a child is very much the family and schools. And in the light of that, we have actually brought out a new animation for schools and a training pack for teachers to empower them to support the child in the classroom. It has just been launched on the 21st of May. And that pack contains an animation and cartoon piece of the child in the classroom and how the teacher actually interacts with them, the bereaved child, the child who has experienced loss. And again, it's supported with e-learning material. And there's a number of DVDs as well with it then of teachers talking about their experiences on handling grief in the classroom. And that's now available on the website, which is www.childhoodbereavement.ie.
That's obviously a great resource for teachers who may be nervous.
Absolutely, because it's often teachers constantly making phone calls to professionals in areas, you know, looking for the information, what am I going to do with this child? And it breaks it down into very simple stages of looking at, you know, how the child might present in the classroom, what's your role as teacher. You know, you're not, again, just as been mentioned of the Grief Project, it fits the band above this again, where it takes, you know, the child needs one-to-one support or group support. But, you know, what do we do in the natural environment of a classroom? And if we're not therapists, but somebody who can actually interact with the child, hear where they're at, see what their needs are, just ask the questions of the child, and to be able to monitor as well their behaviour in the classroom. Because often teachers are very wise. They have 30 hours a week with these children, and they can see things that even the parents don't see. So they can often be very helpful as a monitor to the parents then on the change in the child's behaviour.
Okay. Philip, before we go, just tell us, when will you hear whether you've been successful in the Social Entrepreneur Awards?
Well, I think the next step is reducing the shortlist of 20 down to 6. I think we'll hear about that in a week's time.
Okay.
So there are two stages to go yet.
But you've already been a winner, being shortlisted in the first place.
And we're most grateful and appreciated of
that. Okay, congratulations. That's Philip Mortell of the Children's Grief Project, and also Breed Carroll, Chair of the Irish Childhood Bereavement Network Committee. Thanks for joining us on Limerick Today.